Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed. I have the founder of Audiophile, Robin Witten, with me, and we're talking about audiobooks for the entire week. Hello, Robin.
Hello. Great to talk to you in the new year, Joe.
It's our first conversation in the new year, so what do you have for us?
Well, I guess I'm going to have a little suggestion for celebrating the Chinese New Year. And that is an audiobook about Chinese food. Invitation to a Banquet, The Story of Chinese Food by Fuchsia Dunlop and read by the author.
Now, I heard Fuchsia Dunlop on an NPR show. I can't even remember which one. I was driving to the supermarket to get food, of course. And I was so fascinated by her that when I got to the supermarket, I just sat there in my car and listened.
Well, I was thinking this would be a surprise that we would be talking about food today, but obviously you're way ahead of me because Fuchsia Dunlop is a very interesting author, and she gives us an incredible Epicurean adventure around China and the history of Chinese food in this audiobook.
She does. And that's what I found. So tell us about her, because I know when I was listening to her on NPR, it was like, okay, so what is this British woman doing talking about Chinese food?
Well, talk about people who follow their passions. She was interested in Chinese food, and she went to study in China and then abandoned her studies. She was not there to study food, abandoned her studies and changed the whole course of her career because she got so fascinated about the origins of Chinese food, the nuances of Chinese food, how it weaves into the history and the social, political history, everything, and then how this cuisine was spread around the world. So she's done research for decades, and her invitation to a banquet is fantastic. But I have to say, before you start it, every listener must already plan to go out to dinner at their favorite Chinese restaurant as soon as possible after they turn the audiobook off.
Well, she was also the first Westerner to train at the Sichuan Higher Institute of Cuisine in China, which is, I think, quite a mark for her.
Okay. Yep. It sounded interesting, but I didn't know that it was a particular, unique event for a Westerner to attend.
Give us a synopsis, just a little bit, or something you remember that really stood out for you about this book.
Well, I was so taken with wanting to eat Chinese food, and I wanted to eat everything that she was talking about. So whether she was talking about steamed rice, because there's a whole chapter on steamed rice, or delicacies like drunken crab, or she's talking about chop suey, all of it she describes with such a passion for the delicacies and the taste that it's just like, we couldn't get to the Chinese restaurant soon enough.
Okay, why don't we hear a little bit of it? Do you have to set this up?
she talks about how Chinese food came to be in other parts of the world, particularly the UK and in America. So here she's talking about the start of takeout, which is called takeaway in Britain.
Okay, this is Invitation to a Banquet, the story of Chinese food. It's written in red by Fuchsia Dunlop.
As far as the Chinese themselves were concerned, takeaway food was hardly Chinese food at all. As the Chen family in Timothy Moe's Sour Sweet, a tale set in a London takeaway in the 1960s, put it, the dishes cooked for non-Chinese guests were rubbish, total lupsup, fit only for foreign devils. The foreign devils, however, adored the stuff. After the blandness and rationing of the war years, Chinese food blew into Britain like an exotic breeze from afar. It was not only excitingly different from mashed potatoes and toad in the hole, but affordable.
I love her voice. I thought I would. Sometimes when authors are reading, they can be a little stiff, but she doesn't sound stiff to me at all. And I agree what she says about Chinese takeaway. I mean, it's not really Chinese, but it's still really, really good.
And truly, I would just say, listeners, grab your chopsticks.
And in time for the Lunar New Year, which is February 10th.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. That was Invitation to a Banquet, written in red by Fuchsia Dunlop. Robin, off to a great start. Thank you so much.
It's fun to talk about this and start the year with something like this.
Support from Brilliance Publishing helps bring you today's episode of Behind the Mic. And please follow Behind the Mic wherever you get your podcasts. Leave us a rating on Apple. It really helps people to find us. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.